Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are celebrating our fifth anniversary for this show, but also as podcasters.
Yeah, this is the first show.
Yeah.
That we decided to do.
So it doubles as the podcasting anniversary.
I don't know if the idea for this predates the idea that we should do a wrestling podcast.
No. I actually just deleted all the Botch Spot episode, which is our wrestling podcast, from 100 million years ago.
I'm kind of glad that one didn't stick.
We didn't even know how to make podcasts at that point. We were just, I think I was putting them on like MediaFire and just like posting the link on Facebook or some shit. I shouldn't swear.
That sounds right.
I shouldn't swear. Anyway, yeah, so the idea for the Morphin Grid is actually a year older than the Morphin Grid, because we started in like February and we recorded three episodes, and we recorded one episode twice at least, I think. I think we recorded the first episode twice, or technically three times.
Like 100 times. Yeah. We watched Day of the Dumpster so much for this stupid show.
So many times. we recorded, I think the first time around, we recorded on your phone in my living room.
Remember when I was like, oh yeah, there's like a recording app on the phone.
And we're like, that's great. That'd be good. Awesome.
We'll put it on the table in the middle of us.
And we'll just talk at it and it'll be fine. And it wasn't.
It's not fine. I mean, you can do that because, again, there are no podcast police.
No, there's no rules. And actually, I could probably make that sound pretty good now. But I'm glad we decided to get microphones that sounded bad instead of just using your phone that sounded bad. Because that was like the step we needed to make this is real now.
And then we got these ones.
Yep. That's it. Everyone, this happens to me a lot. People always ask what my podcasting setup is, and I always tell them, you don't want it. The setup that we've had since episode 17 of the podcast,
yep.
We've had this for almost 5 years now, is we have a mixer that goes into an external sound card through an aux cable, and then we have XLR mics that come out from the mixer. So they both go into one channel on the GarageBand that we have on my Mac. We used to use your laptop, and then I got an iMac, and we just started using that. Or not an iMac, a Mac Mini. And we started using that because it was easier. People ask all the time, I'm going to think about getting a new mic. What's your setup? What do you recommend? And I'm like, I recommend you get a Yeti or something that's like a plug and play.
Right.
Like, this is built for two people in a living room. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Unless you're both in the same room. It's too complicated for one person. And trust me, I record on it by myself once a week. It's a little complicated. But, you know, it does what it needs to do for us. I think the reason we have this is because this is what on Gravity Falls Gossiper, this is what Huge said their setup was like. And I was like, oh, we'll just get that. That'll be fine. So today, instead of doing an episode, we didn't do anything last year because our 4 year anniversary was skipping it.
Yep.
So we did that the year before that. We took a break. Yeah, we took a break. The year before that, I put up either the first or second attempt at this podcast with my little brother, in the room recording with us doing Day of the Dumpster.
That might have been the first one.
I honestly don't remember. I have no idea.
I remember very, very vaguely doing that. I don't remember a time earlier than that where it was just me and you.
I don't know if we tried it once by ourselves or if we were like, we'll have guests we'll get our friends to do it. Because we still lived in New England at the time. So we were just like in my house, like either in my bedroom, my tiny 8x10 bedroom, or in my living room. Recording the podcast
again on an iPhone
on an iPhone 4. Which is like it's in museums now, it's so old. Yeah, and then so that was the 2 years ago, and I don't remember what any of the other anniversary episodes have been. We probably skipped two. We probably skip even number years because we just forget to do it. We almost forgot about this one, but we talked about it and then forgot that we talked about it within the span of 2 weeks. Because that's how well-oiled this machine is. So this time we're gonna be doing a Q&A. I asked for questions, and we got quite a few. I'm going to start with Christina, our friend Christina Woods, who sent us an email because there's several questions and she figured it would be easier to get them all in one place and not have to worry about a character limit. So I'm doing the email first because I always forget about emails. So this way we can get it out of the way and not forget about it during the course of this episode. First question. What upcoming Power Rangers season are you looking forward to watching?
Mystic Force.
Absolutely Mystic Force. I've heard bad things, but everything about it looks so dope.
Look, I love bad things, so I'm very much looking forward to it. I know that there are, like, I didn't love Turbo, and that is a bad thing.
Well, half of it's a bad thing, I would say.
But I don't know. I feel like from what I've heard that it's the right kind of bad for me. And also the suits are just so cool that it almost might make up for it because I get to see them every time.
My only counter to that is there's bad things and then there's bad Power Rangers. And there's never been a bad Power Rangers that like came back around to bad things. Good.
That's,
you know what
fair.
I mean?
Yes.
What I've heard about Mystic Force,
I think a big problem with that is that there's 40 episodes of it being bad.
Yeah,
as opposed to this 1 hour and a half movie,
right?
Wasn't great.
Yeah, like I can suffer through Birdemic 1,000 times because I love it, because it's bad, but I love it.
I will watch The Princess Switch again right now.
I will watch it right now. That movie is great. It's completely harmless. It's a really good movie. Vanessa Hudgens is doing her best being two people. There's a bunch of, they're in Bratislava or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a pretty good movie. What I've heard about Power Rangers Mystic Force is the only reason I'm like a little trepidatious about it is, according to Shannon, it's a season that relies heavily on the Red Ranger. It's like a Leo season. Yeah, like how
Lost
is all about Red Ranger. And the Red Ranger kind of sucks. So
that always seems to be the way.
Yeah.
Hey, this is our focal character. He's a piece of trash.
Yeah. They don't do that.
Every time they don't do that, it's good.
That seems to be the secret sauce, is to
Zeo,
don't do that.
Zeo is not the Tommy season.
No.
Time Force is not the West season.
No.
It's not even the Gen season.
No, it's the Time Force season.
Yeah.
It's mostly West and Gen right now, but like we're kind of starting to get into everybody else. But like Carter was like sort of the main focus of, one of the mainer focuses of Lightspeed Rescue, but I wouldn't say he was like the main focus.
I wouldn't say that either, because it wasn't his brother that was abducted by demons and raised in hell.
That's true. Remember how Ryan was raised by demons and then they just stopped talking about that altogether?
Yeah.
What a weird thing. But yeah, I'm also very much looking forward to Mystic Force. Also looking forward to Jungle Fury, because everybody has talked it up. And I'm also looking forward to RPM, because every human alive who's watched Power Rangers like, RPM's the best one. And I'm like, well, I hope you're right.
That makes me very hesitant about RPM, so I'm not sure I can say I'm looking forward to that. I am kind of looking forward to Ninja Storm, only because other than what the suits look like, I have no idea anything about that season.
I learned one thing about it today. And
really?
The only thing, and I learned a character's name.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that. I don't know
and
what they
it.
Look like. I don't know what the bad guys are. I don't know what the Zords are. I don't know if what the plot is, if it's like a through plot or anything.
Yeah.
I only know vaguely in my memory what the suits look like. And so I'm very excited to just discover a new Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am with Jungle Fury. Like, I don't know bubkis about Jungle Fury. I know everything I know about Ninja Storm, I know because of what I've read about Hexagon and how they didn't do that and did Ninja Storm instead.
Right.
So I know like one character's name and I know like the loose plot of it, like the setup anyway. And then I know a character that comes in later's name, because it is like the whitest name I've ever heard in my life. And I'm from New Hampshire.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay.
His name's Blake Bradley.
Oh, God.
That's the whitest name possible. Second question from Christina. There's four questions, BT devs. Second question from Christina is, if a previous Ranger team had to do odd jobs, which one would it be, and what would you want them to do?
I feel like... No, I was going to say, I feel like the Lost Galaxy team needs to do odd jobs, but half of them are employed. Leo is one of them, and he hates jobs.
He can't do jobs. We know that. That's the only defining characteristic he has. I think the first half of Turbo, I think the post-high school Turbo team should have to do odd jobs.
Oh, yeah, because they don't they're still figuring it out. They don't have careers yet. No. They don't have ideas for what they want to do.
Here's the thing. They all did get careers immediately. Like, Tanya immediately got a job at the radio station. Tommy immediately got to drive race cars. Adam and Kat were floaty. She was like a teacher's assistant.
Did Adam do movie stuff? No, he was a coach.
He was a coach. He wasn't. He did do a movie thing, though, I think. I don't remember. That might have been Zio with the mummy. It was like a movie set.
Right.
The Egypt stuff.
And Justin was a child.
And he was a boy.
That could be fun.
Yeah. I feel like
having the little baby dynamic, like doing odd jobs.
Yeah, but like also you gotta paint a big fence. He's so small.
Oh, and that little dummy put his foot in the can.
Justin. No, we gotta get more paint. I think that would be very fun. It'd be a lot more fun than like cutting back to Tommy on the race car farm upstate. Just like shifting into overdrive.
And it would give like these adults a reason to bond with a kid.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever graduated high school and didn't have a college to go to immediately, but boy, is that an interesting time in your life.
No, I got suckered into going right to college. I wasn't planning on it. One of my friends was like, "Hey, I'm going to apply at the Mountain. Do you want to come?" And I was like, "I might as well."
And then you did, and then you got to college.
Then I started a broadcasting degree.
Ooh, how'd that go?
I made it a year and a half.
That's 3/4 of the way done.
Huh? Here's the thing, though.
I don't want to blow up your spot about your collegiate history.
It's bad, but the thing with that is I was in broadcasting and telecommunications for a year and a half.
Okay.
I can't tell you a single thing about it. I didn't learn anything.
That is a problem.
And so I was like, I need to get out of this and do something else.
Here, I mean, when it comes to like switching majors or college, anything's like, it's a better late than pregnant situation. Like, the worst thing you want to do is be like, cool, I graduated. Oh, I should do it all over again, I guess, because, like, what are you going to do in Northern Mass with a telecommunications degree?
You're going to work at the CAT 99.9. That's the only option. Otherwise, you got to go to Boston.
Yeah.
Or
don't recommend it.
Now you can podcast, I guess.
I have a film degree, and I podcast kind of for a living.
I wish I was able to grasp any of the, like, radio stuff so I could just make up a number station and just freak a bunch of people out.
That would be great.
Because I love number stations.
I do too. I promised that I wouldn't do another podcast last year, but that year is over now. And the first thing I did, like at midnight, I was like, I could drop a new podcast on you at any time. The rules are off. You have no idea how much I want to do a conspiracy theories podcast.
Yeah.
I think that would be so fun. I do not have the time, but I would love to do one. Turbo. I think we can agree on Turbo.
I think Turbo's a really good one.
Turbo.
Yeah.
I graduated high school and then didn't get into any colleges because I didn't do any homework in high school, and they don't like that when you apply.
That's the thing about community colleges. They will take anybody.
I didn't think about that. I was like, I applied to Keene State, and I've met some people that went to Keene State, and let me tell you, some are very dumb. Like, I definitely did better in school than a lot of them, so I don't know what happened. But then I went to a film school it's an orphanage. They'll take anyone in as long as you can pay, which I did and still am and will forever until I die. What I'm saying is college is bad.
It's a hoax.
It's bullshit. next up, question number 3 from Christina. Color swap Time Force Rangers so that they are different colors. Who gets what? We already started this. Yeah.
Okay, I think I got it. Let me run mine down.
All right, hit me.
I've got Jen is red, Wes is pink.
Correct so far.
Katie is green because there's not a black, and green is the next like equivalent of it. Trip goes to blue.
Yeah.
And then Lucas would be yellow.
See, I was thinking basically the same thing, but keep Katie yellow, switch Lucas to green, and Trip to blue.
That works too.
But if you're switching everybody, then yours works. But because I think Katie's the only one who kind of definitely fits the Yellow Ranger role because she's super strong and like shoulder checks monsters 100 yards away and like can throw a man 1,000 feet.
Or just hold up a really big piece of metal.
Just this giant heavy metal box that she got from a blowed up time ship. That was pretty easy, but that's because that episode hasn't aired yet. So like she didn't know.
Yeah.
We started doing this. Question number four, the final question. What guest character role would y'all fill if you were in an episode of Power Rangers? You get to pick the season and what team, or the season slash what team.
Oh boy, I don't know.
I feel like I would be.
I would just be an extra running away from the monster.
I feel like I would. I'm trying to think of anything that happened in Power Rangers before right now, and it's a little tricky. I feel like I would be someone who is turned into a monster. Did they do that in season 3? Or was that just Cat?
I think that was just Cat. I don't think turning people into monsters has happened a lot, because it's a very delicate dance for Power Rangers.
That is. Bulk got turned in season 3. That's the other thing I was thinking.
Kid Bulk got turned into a monster.
They turned a kid into a video game monster. I feel like I would get, like, I don't know, attacked by a monster or turned into a monster, and the Power Rangers have to save me or something.
Or I'd be like a waiter at the hangout, like the juice bar or something.
Okay.
So I'd be in like 6 episodes, and it's just like,
what's up?
I turn the news on or something. Yeah.
You bring some smoothies out. Right. Like, hey, y'all see the news? So I have it's like a weird level of dyslexia where like things that are on top of each other will like turn into one word or sentence. And so I first write questions 3 and 4 as one question, which were, what color ranger would you be? So I'm just going to ask that too.
Blue. Not because I think I'm like the smart gadget guy, but I'm definitely more of a don't run right into the fight.
Yeah.
Like fight kind of dodgy and defensively kind of guy.
Okay.
So I think blue fits that best.
I'd be a red ranger.
Right.
Because I will run right into that son of a gun. Try to figure it out while I'm there. That's all we got from Christina. Thank you very much, Christina, for your questions. Now I need to go on to the Twitter and sift through and try to find.
I'm on it right now.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, party. Okay, so this one is from today, because I tweeted this out, I think, 3 times. So this first one.
Yeah, I've got the first thread open.
I've got the newest one. Okay. So the first, this is from Artly at The Only Artly. I forgot what her at was. It's been so long. I know you guys probably aren't playing Legacy Wars, but have you seen the short for the Ryu Ranger, and what did you think?
I didn't see the short for it. I know I looked up the suit, and I cannot remember it right now.
It looks like if the dragon suit was Street Fighter, kind of. I think he still had a gi on. I do not play Legacy Wars because I don't. I don't like playing games you have to play with other people, except for Smash Brothers.
Same.
And that game is played online with other Power Ranger fans, which is outside of the listeners of this podcast and the other, you know, adjacent podcast, is a sticky wicket sometimes. I didn't watch the thread, but I saw the trailer for it. I think the Ryu Ranger looked like.
I'm looking at him now.
It's fine. It's pretty good, but it's like,
the design's pretty cool.
I just don't like it because I don't like crossovers with no point.
Yeah.
I don't like mashups more than anything. And
does Capcom make Legacy Wars? Why is Ryu in this?
No idea.
Is it because he fought a Power Ranger in one of those YouTube Dream Fight videos?
The Bat in the Sun?
Yeah.
That was made by Bat in the Sun, the Ryu Ranger team
up. Okay, that's what it is.
Because it was Jason David Frank playing Tommy, Ob, and Sierra Hanna, who plays Gia in Mega Force, teaming up with Ryu and I think Chun-Li. I'm not 100% sure.
Why isn't there a Chun-Li Ranger?
I don't. Sexism.
Come on.
They fought M. Bison.
Hey, I do have a question now that we're on the topic of Bat in the Sun and sexism. Because I can't think of one that's fighting.
I don't think they've ever done girls fighting at all.
F*** off with that.
Yeah, not a fan for a lot of reasons. They're fine fights, but it's also just like mashup t-shirts in motion, and it makes my skin want to rip itself off and jump into the nearest toilet and flush itself. So,
I don't mind the design of it, but it is very much just like a lot of cues from the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
The dragon shield, the spikes on the boots are exactly the same. It's white and gold, though, instead of green.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, what if the Green Ranger was also Ryu from Street Fighter?
So, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. Works in a mobile game that I don't play. So,
Are you on the original thread, or are you on the still looking for questions?
I'm still on the original thread.
Okay, I found the still looking for questions. So you want to, like, trade off?
Sure. So we asked in the original one that we're recording our 5-year anniversary episode, what would you like to hear from us? And Benny said an apology.
Okay.
Benny, here you go. Man, I'm sorry.
Man, I'm sorry. I know Benny's joking.
Yes.
Because we're friends with Benny, and I know how Benny is. And
he's been on the show.
He's been on the show. Yeah,
he can't be that upset.
Yeah. So when I read that, I have this weird knee-jerk reaction to be very, very mean, because my deepest, darkest secret that's not very deep or dark or secret is that I can be incredibly mean at the drop of a hat. It's just a defense mechanism I learned when I was a kid getting bullied, and then now it just, in real life, I use it all the time. So my first reaction was to say something very mean, but I was like, it's just Benny, he's just joking, it's fine. So I guess, yeah, Benny, man, I'm sorry.
Sorry about it, man. Thanks for sticking around. All right, the first real question, though, is from Chris, New Year Who Dis. It doesn't say the Twitter handles on this.
You gotta, open up the...
Kryptonian Blurred. If you were forced to live in a city or setting of a Power Ranger season, which place would you want to live in?
They're all kind of bad choices, right?
Yeah, they all suffer from chronic monster attacks.
Yeah,
but Angel Grove does look the prettiest, I think.
I think I would also have to go with Angel Grove just because it lasted the longest. Like, you knew Angel Grove had it figured out by season 2 or 3,
What's the name of the city in Time Force?
Silver Hills.
Silver Hills. I wasn't sure if that was right. It didn't sound quite right to me. That looks very nice, too, from all the shots we get from the clock tower, an old clock tower.
It does have an old clock tower. I think Silver Hills is my number two because, Mariner Bay always getting destroyed because, the whole thing...
The infrastructure, the traffic would just be awful.
You know what? I think I might want to live in Mariner Bay just to,
drive up in that pink sword.
Study the weird... Yeah, right? imagine being on the bridge and they're like, hey, guys, we're just whipping the bridge out to sea so we can turn into a ramp and launch our trains into space. Right.
Hey, I know you're on your way to work, but there's a monster, so we need everybody to just drive their cars into this giant rescue vehicle, and we will take you somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get you out of here. But, the whole point of that season was, destroy the city. Not just, mess with the Power Rangers to try to conquer Earth. It was, specifically kill this city.
The city's the target, not the collateral damage in that season.
Yeah, so that one would be bad. Terra Venture would be the absolute worst because it was constantly blowing up and you do not have renewable resources.
No.
That one time they turned the air off. The villains just turned air off. And then, little girls were like, can you make the air come back?
So Kendricks had to tell them no.
I'm going to try. Bye. And then left.
No, I can't. You're going to die. I'm sorry.
So not that one.
Terra Venture is the bottom of the list. I don't care if there's a city in the mouth of a volcano coming up. I'd rather live there than Terra Venture.
I would rather live in Dawes Atrepla, the city, than Terra Venture.
I would rather live in Detroit. Burn.
Mean. Look, they've been through a lot, Josh. I'm on a different thread.
Okay, there is another question also from Chris. I don't know if you want to just get the same person out of the
way. Yeah.
Which of your podcasting friends would you make into Power Rangers and which colors?
Okay, so we're making a team of podcasting friends.
Yes, our professional podcasting friends.
Yes. Well, there's you and I, the red and the blue ranger, right?
Right.
Obviously. So that takes care of two. Shannon Maynard is a yellow ranger. Alan Sells is a pink ranger.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing.
I'm trying to think of who would make a good green or black ranger.
The only other one that I've really podcasted with any consistency is Matt Hoadley.
Right. He would be a pretty good black ranger, I think.
I think so. I feel like I would put him in green.
Okay.
They serve the same role, but they also feel different.
They do feel different. And that's why I think he would be a black ranger. Yeah, I'm trying to think of whoever else. Christina would be another Blue Ranger.
Cassidy would be a good Black Ranger. You know, from Sequinox. Oh,
Cassidy.
Yeah.
I thought you said Cassie, and I was like...
No, Cassidy.
I was like, I don't know who that is. Cassidy would be a amazing Black Ranger.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's our team. It's just Sequinox.
It's Sequinox, but Power Rangers.
Sorry, friends. Here, let's do a non-us version real quick.
Okay.
Christina Woods, Blue Ranger. Matt Hoadley. I still want to say Black Ranger.
Sure.
Sky Ertle, Green Ranger, or Red Ranger. Trying to think who else I know that does podcasts. It's everybody.
So we're also excluding all of Sequinox, right? We're not using the first list.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that leave us with? That's three, right?
Yeah. So we still need yellow and pink.
I feel like Joe Hadfield might be a good Pink Ranger. I know you haven't done a podcast with him. He's one of the WTF anime guys.
What about Riley?
Riley might be a pretty good Pink Ranger. Yellow Ranger is tricky to pick because, like, who do I know?
Yeah, I've only, I think, recorded with Riley once or twice, maybe.
I think we did once with on PWTU.
Yeah. I don't remember if we did anything else.
I don't think so.
That I was present for.
I got
yellow vibes from Riley in that one recording session.
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah. So Yelly is Rilo. I've had most of a beer. Riley is yellow. And then I guess Joe is pink. I feel like that would be a good one. I'm trying to think of who else would be Pink Ranger. Also, Alan's going to listen to this and get mad that he's not a Blue Ranger. But, buddy, you're the pinkest Ranger
I've ever met in my life. The pinkest person I've ever seen.
You are tied for pinkest Ranger that I've ever met in my life. The other is my friend Eli, who is literally just another human Pink Ranger. Yeah, I think that's our team. I think that's the secondary.
Right.
I don't want to say the B team because that sounds mean.
Right.
But
that's,
they are.
That's the new class.
Yeah, that's the new class. It's Great Power Rangers is the new class. Let's see. I'm going to hop onto my list. This is from Lewis at Boss LCA. Which Ranger team would look the best wearing scarves, hats, dinner jackets? Okay, here's the thing. Scarves and hats is stupid. No offense. Scarves you can kind of work. You can make it do the flowy thing. Look like Beautiful Joe,
kind of. I think a scarf is kind of becoming a superhero thing. Maybe I'm just making that up.
No, I think you're right. I just don't, it's not for me. Hats, you can't put a hat on a helmet and make it look cool, no matter what. And everyone's going to say, what about Lupin Ranger and Patch Ranger? The hats are part of the helmet.
Right. It's the same thing with the Cowboy Ranger.
Yeah.
He does not have a cowboy hat on his helmet.
That would be ridiculous. He's got it as part of his helmet. Jackets, though, every single Power Ranger would look great in, like, a good jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't think of one that looks bad in a jacket.
Yeah. Literally, Pink Ranger shows up, leather jacket on, boom.
The only ones that look weird are anything with a shield.
Yeah.
Because you put the shield over the jacket, and that doesn't look right. Do you put the shield under the jacket? Now it looks ridiculous.
Now you're hiding it. Why? What are you hiding under that jacket?
A shield, a big old shield.
I don't think it's like a Witch Ranger team would look best with scars, but I feel like the Ninja Rangers might have been able to work scarves pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who would look best because I think it would look fine with anybody.
Yeah, they're so malleable. Like, you can do anything on a scarf, so
yeah.
It would fit with anybody.
Just like as long as they're like standing somewhere where they're blowing in the wind, like,
right?
Impressively, then I think it would be cool.
This next one is from AJ Scherer at AJ Scherer. Favorite possible all-star team if they wanted to do a only returning Ranger season.
Ooh, we've only done ten,
and it's hard if they do it now. There's so many old people that are Rangers.
It's your
moms and your dads and your aunts on a Ranger team.
Yeah, the only problem with getting an all old Ranger season is that they're all old.
Yeah. This is why they bring back, like, kids from Samurai or, like, the last season
right,
when they
yeah.
do crossovers
even,
now.
Even they are our age, you
yeah.
know? But, like, I think if I were to do an All-Star Rangers, I would bring back Adam.
Yep.
Just give to be the Red Ranger, just like straight up give him Red Ranger, because they're going to bring Tommy back to be the Dragon Ranger, so it doesn't matter. I would do Kim.
Yeah. I would bring Jason back, but I don't think he would be a ranger. I think he would be like the mentor.
That is, if we're doing like a new season, the perfect mentor would be either Jason or Carter, I think.
Yeah.
Because Carter, I don't know if you remember, rules.
Yeah, no, I do. Carter's I remember.
The greatest. I would like to get Billy back. I feel like Billy would be like a good Blu-ray, but like an older Billy who's doing less karate and more like gadgets and thinking yeah. his way out. Like he did in like two episodes. I don't know. I don't want to build a team of old Rangers. I want to have a bunch of old Rangers come in and teach new Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, like just impart wisdom and like.
And it's like, I don't know. And I don't even know half of the Power
literally
Rangers.
Literally half of the Power so Rangers. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. So I think maybe past, but I would definitely like, I think Adam to come back. If we're going to have one old bastard on a team, it should be Adam.
Yeah,
Adam absolutely. Park has earned to be their old bastard Red Ranger.
AJ also asks, since we kind of struggled with that one, they said, if not that, then a second option. Do you want a Pat Ranger versus Lupin Ranger season of Power Rangers?
I think it would be really fun. I think they could do a lot with it. That's the not Cowboys versus Cops.
Cops and Robbers.
Yeah, it's Cops and Robbers. I feel like they could do a lot with that. I feel like they could make that the hexagon that they wanted to make it.
I think so, because you'd have the cops that are like the heroes, and then the burglars that are the anti-heroes.
Yeah.
And so they clash. It's like how the cops are like, Batman's a vigilante. He's like, we need to arrest Batman because he's breaking the law.
Yeah, and then there's like the Batman who's like, I'm doing things the law cannot do.
Yeah.
So, but like, you know, three new kids on either team, make one of, there's two Red Rangers, make one of them a girl for Christmas sake. Like,
just do it.
Just do
like,
it.
Like, the only people that will be mad are people that don't get your show.
Yeah, are people who are like, MNPR is the best. It actually isn't.
It's
I'm
not.
Sorry.
I love it. It's nostalgically the strongest, sure. Yeah. It's not the best season. It's not even close.
No, I think it has the best introduction value. I feel like it is the easiest to be like, do you want to watch Power Rangers? Here's season one of Power Rangers.
Yeah, if anyone ever asks, hey, I want to get into Power Rangers, where do I start? It's season one.
Season one, absolutely. But that does not the best season make.
No.
I think we're watching the best season right now. I cannot wait until we get into the stuff. But like Lightspeed also, dope as hell.
Lightspeed was awesome.
Three on three. We're doing Power Rangers stuff, you know, for Law and Order, and then we're doing it, like for
justice,
for goodness, but like not necessarily like the
give
law.
Them a, give them some vengeance. Give them like a reason to be nasty about being heroes.
I haven't watched any of Lupin Ranger vs. Pat Ranger, so I don't know like what the deal is.
Give us some dirty Rangers.
I don't want her to be dirty.
Not dirty like they're bad guys, but like
I want it to be like, you know how like the
put Fallen, an edge on them.
Like yeah, like you know how like the three main characters from The Fallen Gods are like objectively horrors.
Yeah.
But they're like doing it for good.
Right. We're saving the world mostly.
We are definitely saving the world pretty much on that show. And I feel like that would be a good way. It's like they're just like, you know, they're doing it like not by the book. I think that'd be the easy way to separate. Like by the book Rangers, not by the book Rangers. And I think I don't want Tommy back.
Nope, I don't. I don't want it.
I don't. Like, and look, I get it. I get it. I do get it. Why you keep bringing Tommy back.
But also, if he keeps coming back, him coming back isn't special anymore.
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, that's how that works. That's how that's always worked.
Yeah. See also Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Circa 2000 and all of them.
Yep.
All the 2000s.
And anytime I see someone say they want, like, a Super Mario RPG remake, I'm like, no, I don't. That's the last thing I want. Put the game as is on the Switch. That's all I'm asking for. I don't want you to touch it at all.
I feel like they could make a new Super Mario RPG. But don't try to do that again, you know? Like,
look, the Spyro Reignited Trilogy and the Crash Insane Trilogy, those are great. This is the one game I don't want that for.
Yeah. We're getting off
just
track.
Just for me. I know how other people feel, but for me, I'm just so attached to it. I don't want them to mess with it at all.
That's completely fair. I don't know if I have one because like that game for me would be like Link to the Past. But they did that with Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is like exactly as big as you thought it was when you were playing Link to the Past when you were six, you know?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you know, it's fine.
Wait for the next 20 years where something is exactly as big as you thought Breath of the Wild was when you were playing it.
It's going to be unplayable.
Too much. You have to dedicate your whole life to Zelda. Whatever it is, Zelda the big one.
Zelda big and tasty.
The Legend of Zelda, the biggest yet.
Big and tasty. But back to Power Rangers, I feel like if we got Jen for the cops and...
That would be perfect.
And like Jason for the robbers because they are 100,000% related.
I really wish Leo was a better character. Because the character they wanted Leo to be could work very well for an anti-hero leader.
Yeah, instead he just...
But instead he sucks.
Who else?
Put Troy in it.
No. It's magic. Carone.
Oh, yeah.
As the robber rangers.
Yep.
And then you can have, like... You know, you're more justice aligned versus your law and order versus your get the job done, not by the book rangers as you can just bring them in as needed, you know, like yeah. You can have like if you need like
it should not focus on
the old rangers.
Yeah. And it should not focus on the vigilante team. The focus of it should be the cops, and then, like, when they are having a hard time is when the vigilantes come in, because they can go the one step farther to get the job done.
I feel like about a quarter of the season way through, it should shift to both.
If for the first 10 episodes, we don't know who's behind those three masks, and they're just coming in to, like, hey, you are following the rules too strictly, it's not going to work, right. So we're going to help you, or we're going to take care of this.
Yeah, that would be... I feel like that would be bad because, like, you have it, like, here's our, like, new team of three rangers. Then, like, at the end of, like, episode two, it's like, there are bad guy rangers. But they're still doing good things. They're just not the good things that you wanted them to be doing.
Right, they're a little more reckless.
Yeah, and you give them, like, eight episodes after that just to be like, who are these people? And, like, oh, it's teens that we know from high school because I would like rangers to be in high school again.
Yeah.
I think they did that in – I know Ninja Steel is – like, I know – the new sets of Rangers have mostly been in high school, but I haven't seen any of those. So like, I just miss Power Rangers being in high school, but like, the bad guy Rangers and like, oh, who's their boss? It's Carone.
Yeah.
You know? And then like, oh, who's your boss? Oh, it's Jen from the future. Like she came back from the future to like do something or other. And she's got to get help from her great, 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 et cetera. Granddad, Jason.
Yep.
Perf. And then Tommy can help the bad guy team. Because, like, come on, he's a green. Green with Evil is how he started. So, like, if he's going to be on one team, it's going to be that one.
Yeah.
You know? Because the original idea for Hexagon was, like, Tommy leads the good guys and Jason leads the bad guys. Because, like, Jason's, like...
That feels backwards.
I think they set it up to where it wouldn't have felt backwards. But I think it's been too long that now it would feel backwards. But...
All right. Well, that was a very good question.
Yeah. Thank you, H. this is from Michael at Murgocan. This is three questions in one. So what's he most excited for? I think the ones we already said. We already covered that with Christina's. Yeah. If you could commute to work in any Zord, which one would it be?
The Triceratops.
the Pterodactyl.
That's a good option.
For me, Pterodactyl.
I just want to ride that big Triceratops tank.
That is a good one. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think maybe...
No, the Triceratops just has missiles. It doesn't freeze. That's the Mastodon.
That's the Mastodon, just the freezes.
I still want the Triceratops.
I think...
Even though it's just a foot.
That's why I want the Pterodactyl, because like it can fly, and it's also a shield, kind of. The other one I think would be very good would be like one of the Turbo Rescue Zords, like the Turbo Rescue Cop Zord.
Or just fly into work on the Red Dragon Zord.
Oh, that would be dope. Serpentera. I want Serpentera.
Give me Tor.
Toa. Toa showed up in the Pink Ranger comic.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, so Latasha got me, you know this, you were there, but yep. For listeners, Latasha got me the Power Rangers Pink comic, which I knew I read a couple issues of. I got three in, so I finished it the other day because she got me the trade for it. And did you know that the words "it's Morphin time" will make me cry on demand depending on how they're said?
I mean, it's a matter of circumstance, but you definitely can load that phrase.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
it's big. It's very good. I definitely recommend the Pink series. I'm also, I think this might be a question later about the comics, but like, I'm thinking about getting them, catching up. And the last of Michael's three questions is, if you could have any Zord as a small 1 foot tall pet, which one would you have and why?
The frog.
Good answer.
Because then he has even smaller, tiny little frog
tiny
bombs.
Frog bombs. I would have...
They would just be like those little like pop crackers that you throw on the ground and just like crackle.
The little frogs.
Yeah.
I would have the galaxy, the Red Lion Galactabeast.
Oh, that's a good one, because that's like an actual animal.
Because it's like
that could turn all of its guts into a robot.
Yeah, that's dope. I would love that.
I could get that big stupid monkey.
It was just a man in a suit where the arms don't bend all the way. So I'm kind of down here doing one of these. That's all for Michaels. Oh, the why is because it looks cute.
Yeah.
I think that looks good.
This next one is from Anne. I almost got the whole thing. At McProvenance on Twitter.
Okay.
She asks, best, worst MVP for the Morphin Grid so far? Alternatively, predictions for 5 years from now. 5 years from now, we'll be 10 seasons roughly ahead of where we are.
That's Megaforce.
We'll be a grumpy old men.
Yep.
I will be 37 or 38.
I will be pushing 35, depending on when. Here's some other predictions. It'll still be great. The show will keep being great.
Yep.
Objectively, we're not going to stop making dog boner jokes when they pop up.
Hopefully there's not many more dog boners in Power Rangers. I know there's one season where their leader is a dog, and so I don't know how that's gonna go.
Ooh, woof. I don't know. Best worst MVP, I don't know if she means from...
I mean, it's... We can't worst a guest.
No, we
that's
can't.
That's rude.
We can't worst a guest, but...
So I'm the worst.
Josh, no. I think, okay.
The worst is that first run of episodes where we don't know how to podcast yet.
Hey, can I tell you? I think that run is 100 episodes long.
The best is whatever episode we made Double Dare joke in.
Oh, Double Dare was a good joke. That was, I think, in that first run of episodes, though. Yeah, I don't know. I think the worst is, for me personally, it's in the first 15 episodes, we had two USB mics that we had going into a MIDI channel. This is very nerdy, but I promise it's going somewhere. They went into a MIDI channel. I don't remember what it was called. I could not do it again to save my life. So the two USBs would go to one place so we could record them both on... I think they were on separate tracks back then, actually. What a nightmare that was. But what would happen is every once in a while, one of them would... just go staticky and start like echoing, and so you would have to cut that out and then adjust the audio from the other person's mic.
I do remember this.
It was the goddamn worst, and I hate and like literally like the fourth time it happened, I was like, we're getting new mics, and then, like we got our taxes in and just got the whole new setup. MVP is any giggle fit.
Yep.
Anytime
I think so.
Anytime we just devolve into
MVP
baboons.
The giggles.
Yeah. And the best is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're doing like overall, like the whole, like in Power Rangers best versus MVP, best is Cat stops Tommy by hugging him. Worst is Island of Illusion.
Oh yeah.
MVP is, I think, technically Tommy Oliver for saving Power Rangers and letting it keep being a thing.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
I'll sign off on it.
All right.
I can't. There's so much I can't think of anything better than that.
I just know that I have a definitive favorite moment, so it's easy to go to that.
Yeah.
We already did the 5 years from now, right? It's gonna, the show's still going to rule.
Yep. Still going to kick ass.
This is from Asimov Fangirl, at Asimov_Fangirl. First question. Comparing the first recordings to now, what have changed in making the podcast?
I mean, we already talked about that, the whole setup.
Yeah, well, there...
Recording locations.
Yeah, we used to record at your house in your apartment at a different... Well, you don't live there anymore, at the Shat, Chateau Avalon, but it sucked, so we called it the Shat.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started recording at my place, which is actually kind of where you live now. It's a couple buildings over.
Yep.
And now we record in my living room, so that's changed. I guess 2.5 miles, I think, technically, has changed. The big thing is we use different mics, and also we know how to start and end a podcast, and usually they're less than an hour and a half long.
Usually.
Which they didn't used to be ever at all.
Yeah, that, I don't know what the heck we were doing.
We were dumb babies.
Now we crack an hour on a Time Force episode, and we're like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Why can't we get back to 45 minutes?
Also, we're at 50-something minutes on this.
Yeah.
So let's, we got to pick it up.
I've only got 3 more on my list, and 2 of them are from the same person.
Okay, I got a couple more. But so second from this tweet is, what do you like more, that Power Rangers seasons adapt more or less similar to the Sentai equivalent source material, or when they go bonkers and create something completely different? So staying true to the source or going way far away from the source. What do you like more?
Oh, that depends on so many different things.
Execution.
Execution being the main one.
Yeah.
But also it's like, what is the original plot and is it worth preserving?
I think it's like in some cases, like Time Force apparently is like straight up just Time Ranger. Like it's basically the same thing. And I very much like that. But also, Matt J from the Super Sentai Brothers has told me that watching Zhu Ranger is like watching a Funhouse Mirror version of Power Rangers season 1, because it's all the stuff is there, but it's nothing like what you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it depends on how it's executed.
I do feel like the seasons where they follow the main story of the Sentai are better because they have a story structure to adhere to.
Like built in, yeah.
Whereas if they're just given their own devices, it's really a lot of just single episodes.
Yeah, which I don't mind if they're good episodes. Because, again, right, like we said about season 1 of Power Rangers, like I think the reason it is such a strong season is because there's not a lot of like, oh, remember 3 episodes ago we fought this thing, like that matters now. It's just like, here's another Power Rangers story. But then you get things like Lost Galaxy, where it's a nature-based season, but they're in space, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
So
I have to go back. I skipped over Shannon.
Oh, okay.
She asked, what's something you wish you'd done from the start? That's at Shannon Maynard on Twitter. Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
You
but,
should
yeah.
know by now. Best person MVP.
Oh yeah,
And
ranking,
yeah, all that stuff. I feel like that would have been good. Here's the problem: like we just said, those first like 200 episodes, well, at least the first 100 episodes, I don't think we knew how to sign off the podcast. I don't even know when we started alternating who started, because like the if you haven't picked up on it, I do odds and Josh does evens.
Yeah,
I think we started that at like episode 100 when we figured out like.
Episode 100 is just like this hard line.
Yeah, like don't listen to any before that. You don't need to do that. But yeah, I think ranking and then the best versus MVP from the start would be good. It would make the episodes longer, but I don't think, you know, appreciably longer.
Yeah.
Next up is from Claire at Claire Mulcairn. If you could design your ideal big budget Power Rangers video game, what would it look like?
Did we answer this question in a past episode?
Yes, but it is at least 2 years ago that we did it, I think.
Because I definitely remember talking about, like, you have to travel the world and find and recruit Rangers from the entire series, and you can build, like, your own team out of them, or you can build multiple teams and send them out on different missions.
Yeah.
I remember talking about this, and it was, like, a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
It was a Super Nintendo game, but with the memory of, like, a Switch game, so it could be massive.
Very large. I think my ideal game would be like Grand Theft Auto, in that there's a city and you run around in it and you can like do things in that city, but then you're doing Power Ranger things in that city. And also when you go to school, because you'd be a high schooler, it's a dating sim.
Yeah. I feel like this all sounds very familiar.
I mean, I know we answered it, but here's the thing. Like, a lot of people started, you know, with whatever's on the feed, you know. So, like, I think half the people listening started at Turbo. So,
yeah.
If we answered that, it was probably pre-then. But, yeah, I think I would like a real good, like, Megazord fighting system.
That's the hardest part.
Because, like, you can't just make it Street Fighter, but, like, you got to do something cool with it, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Chroma Squad, when I first heard about it, seemed like a very good game. It is a strategy RPG.
Yeah.
Which is already, like, I think a tough sell to the general population.
Including me.
And it has a Megazord fighting thing where it's kind of just like a rock, paper, scissors, punch, guard, or something else.
Grab, maybe. Kind
of, yeah. And it's fine. The game as it is fine, and it's not great.
It does that thing where it, not to like dunk on Chroma Squad, because I'm sure it's like, if you like tactical RPGs and Power Rangers, it's great.
They do have a lot of good stuff, like teamwork moves, and like, but
the problem with it is that it does that thing where it's like, it's a show. It's a bad show. Look, he's made of cardboard. Did you get
it? But also, it turns real.
It does.
Yeah, like they're actors, and it's like, this is a show, but the monsters actually are real. They just don't know that.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
That adds a layer to it, because I really hate when things are like leaning on the fourth wall just to dunk on the thing they're based on.
Yeah.
Like everyone tried selling the new Voltron show, being like, they'll all pose and be like, why are we posing? It's like, that sucks. I hate that so much. But yeah, I feel like I think the best way to do a big Zord fight mechanic is have the Zords be a little slower, but feel like they hit really hard because they're giant masses of metal.
Yeah.
They are giant, unbuildable masses of metal made of dinosaurs, and you just punch into these monsters with them.
The problem with making a Power Rangers video game is that I don't think you can make a video game that feels like Power Rangers.
It would be like at least three separate games in one, and that might be a little jarring. But I feel like if you pull it off, it would be really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, get at me, big budget whomevers.
Hi, you might remember from earlier, I'm Josh, by the way, where I said I was the worst from the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I skipped over one from Cassidy, too.
Okay.
At Mad Lobotanist. And now I clicked it to make sure that was the right handle and I can't get back. Which Rangers would make the best mystery solving team?
Oh, Cassidy has a podcast of her own where I don't know her co-host's name. Sorry, but her and her co-host watch a Scooby-Doo movie every month. It's called Kids and Their Dog. I'm going to be on it in like a couple months. I'm very excited. So I think that might be the impetus for this question. Here's the answer. Time Force, they're cops.
I will say mystery solving team is capitalized.
Oh, yes, it's a mystery solving team.
I don't know. Billy was Sherlock Holmes for Halloween once.
They did it at Murder Mystery in Zio that was exactly not a murder mystery at all, even a little bit. Nothing was close. But Kat figured it out. So maybe you got Kat, you got Billy, you got...
Because we haven't seen... Time Force are cops. We have not seen Time Force do police work. We've seen them be Power Rangers.
Right.
So they have not, like, sussed out a bad guy. They've just punched them until they turned into tiny action figures.
Right. There was, like, a little bit of cop work in that first episode, but I don't think there was, like, a ton of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think maybe that, like, the Zio team would be really good because, like, Rocky's an idiot and that's fun.
Right, you need your guy that's just like way off.
Yeah, who's like always throwing wrong answers out because he doesn't know. And then like you get Billy on, who's like their dad, you know,
right?
Their team dad.
He's been a dad since season two.
Yeah, when he leveled up. Next up is from Mr. Bibbs at Mr. Bibbs. What franchise thing is capitalized? Would you most want to get rid of something not specific to a season? Basically,
I don't know. I think all the big tropes for Power Rangers. Need to be there.
Yeah, I know that we've complained about stuff, but I feel like
the gender roles.
I think if anything, the very strict gender lines can be thrown in the garbage where they belong, because it's done. We're done with that. It's over. That's fake. Like, you can just get rid of it. I super hate that there has not been a Lady Red, except for everyone's like, oh, there was one. Yeah, for like, I think an episode, maybe.
Maybe two episodes.
And she only got brought in to replace the Red Ranger so he could take back over. That doesn't count. And again, I haven't seen it, so I don't actually know. But like, that don't count. Jen is the closest we get to a Red Ranger, and she's still the Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
So like, that's a bummer. There's also never been a boy Pink Ranger, because I guess that's gay or something, and they're and like, they're so afraid of that.
That hurts old men's feelings,
I guess,
Jake. And we can't hurt old men's feelings on Power Rangers, a show for babies.
Those old men were born when pink was still a boy color. What are they so upset about?
I've lost whose turn it is.
I just went, so you go.
Okay. This one is from Talking Fantastic Four at Four Talking. They ask, what Rangers you think would make the ideal team? I feel like we've also pretty much beaten this one to death.
I do have a new answer.
Okay.
Okay. Hear me out. Follow me here. You follow me here, camera guy?
I'm following. If you say Leo, though, I'm jumping off the ship.
He's gone.
All right.
Red Ranger, Jen Scott. Pink Ranger, Cat Hillard. Blue Ranger, Kendricks Morgan. Black Ranger, Cassie Chan? Was Cassie's last name Chan? It's been so long, I don't remember what Cassie's last name is.
Let me get back to you.
And Yellow Ranger, Kimberly Hart. Did you guess the secret?
It's an all-girl team.
Not even that. It's an all-Pink Ranger team.
Oh, snap.
And who's your Sixth Ranger? That's right, Carone.
Perfect.
Perf.
I can't think of a better team.
There isn't one. I feel like that's the best possible team with the Rangers that we have so far.
It is Cassie Chan.
Hell yeah. Pulling that one out of the deep banks. But I think that would be the great team. That'd be the dopest team.
We've answered this question a lot. I'm not going to say my team again because I don't remember it. But yeah, I'm sure if you go back and listen to the tape, it's in there.
It's six Adam Parks with various haircuts. This is from Pocky Master J at Pocky Master J 1. If through a miracle, new Power Rangers were confirmed, as in a full series of the Western cast, would you add it to the list, or would you stick to the series that existed during the creation of the podcast?
I mean, if it falls in the continuity, and
if it's Power Rangers, we're gonna watch. Yeah, we're gonna watch it and talk about it.
If it's Power Rangers, we're not gonna do it. But if it's Power Rangers something something, and it's like, hey, this is the next season of Power Rangers, then well, yeah, we're gonna do it.
Yeah, let me get out ahead of this. We're probably not going to do Hyperforce.
No, we review the TV show here.
Yeah. And also, I hate watching Let's Plays, or not Let's Plays, like actual play RPGs. I can't do Critical Role. I can't do Hyperforce. I can't do any of theirs. It's just too much.
I tried listening to the podcast version.
Every episode's 3 hours long and no one has control of anything.
It's too long. There's too many hands in the pie and I can't focus on it.
Yeah, the problem with getting actors to play these games is that actors are egomaniacs by their nature. No offense if you're listening. So you get the thing I hate the most about Critical Role, not to like dunk on Critical Role, if anyone likes it, keep doing you. No one wants to share the space.
Yeah.
They all are just grabbing for their spot, and it just feels like everyone's waiting for their turn to talk, and no one's listening for what everyone else is saying. And I hate that, and I don't want to listen to Power Rangers do that either. So we won't do Hyperforce, but any new TV show that comes up, you know, we'll watch. We'll watch all the movies.
Yeah.
However many they make, which, you know, 8, 9, 10, 55 of them, they said.
They had a 7-movie plan, I think. Or 7 more. I don't remember.
I really desperately want to get my hands on that document.
We've got two questions here from Tal is Marvelous at Tal is Marvelous. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Okay.
If you were watching the Sentai of any of the shows you have seen so far, which one are you most excited about? So which Sentai version do you want to see the most? I guess is how I translate
that. Yeah, Dire Ranger.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch Dire Ranger. I did listen to Super Sentai Brothers' first season, Live and Let Dire Ranger. And Dire Ranger sounds boss as hell. And season two sucked. So,
yeah. I want to see Car Ranger.
I also, that's what they're doing now. They're going to license a Car Ranger now on Super Sentai Bros. And somebody is guesting on the jacket episode. Not to.
I don't know who that could be.
Anybody. It's not literally the jacket episode's number one fan, Jake Mason. yeah, I think Car Ranger also would be really fun to watch.
Because it is supposed to be a joke. That one is like, is a parody of itself. And I'm really curious how they did that. I have it. I can watch it whenever. the problem is I don't do great watching things with subtitles
because
I get distracted for like 5 seconds and now I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch. I also am not a big sub. Also, I don't know. I do not have a head for languages. So if someone is talking another language, I can't tell tone or inflection or anything. So like you don't get, unless they are screaming, I don't get that they are like any sort of emotion about it. And when your face is obscured by a helmet, it makes it one step harder to figure out what you're trying to convey.
Well, that's why they do all that cartoonish body acting.
Yes, and they are very good at it. Yeah. But like, it's still just like, it's one of the things that gets lost in translation.
Yeah, it's a disconnect. And if you're looking up at that, you're missing what they're saying.
It's... Yeah, it's a tricky needle to thread.
This next one from Talis is a very easy one. I think we may have already answered it tonight.
Okay.
What is the worst episode of Power Rangers you have watched so far for the podcast? Island of Illusion. Part 2. Specifically part 2.
Because that's the one where the leprechaun man was just like, hey, here's a bad rhyme. Stop being dying.
Part 2 is the one that feels like it's 4 hours long.
Yeah.
And it's just a 20-minute episode of Power Rangers.
Part 1 also feels like it's 2 hours long, but that's half as bad as part 2. Yeah, those episodes were dookie from a trash can. This one is from Chris again, at Kryptonian Blurred. Who is the best overall fighter of the Power Rangers?
Josh, Adam Park.
Adam Park. Canonically speaking, it's Adam Park.
Yep. You could say Tommy, but Adam Park beat him in a sparring fight.
Beat him, beat Rocky.
Beat Jason.
Well, he tied Jason, but I think we determined that Jason's the one that called it off, which means Jason lost.
Yep.
He's like, I think this is a tie, which means I'm about to lose.
Adam wins on technicality.
Yeah, so it's Adam. Here are a couple from Artley.
Okay. Oh, I've only got one more.
Okay. I've got three more.
Okay.
But they're all from Artley. So first up, why won't you finally acknowledge vampires as a show that happened?
Because it's fake.
It didn't. It's fake, Artley. we don't want to come out of this. Do you think we just come out of this podcast and just lie to you? Just like lie to people about a show where people turned into cars and Gary Oldman was in it? No, that's ridiculous. We would never. Then would you guys ever do a review of the first season of Mask Rider just for the fun of it? I don't know what your idea of fun is, but mine is not that first season of Mask Rider.
I see us doing that on one occasion.
We've run out of Power Rangers.
We're out of Power Rangers and cannot think of anything else to do in the downtime.
And you refuse to watch Beetleborgs.
Beetleborgs sucks.
Hey, do you know what's worse? Masked Rider.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that yet.
You only saw one episode of Beetleborgs.
Yeah, it sucked.
Masked Rider. In the first episode,
I also had to pretend I knew what was happening in that episode.
That was episode 23. Just if anyone is wondering which episode. Okay, here's the thing about Masked Rider. The first thing that happens, maybe not the first thing, but in the first episode, Dax has a very cool car and a very cool motorcycle. The motorcycle voiced by Jason Narvi. Oh, cool, you think? Yeah, it is pretty cool. Jason Narvi's the voice of a rad motorcycle. Then there's a lady car. She's like a sexy lady car in this kid's show, and she is so horny for Dax that it is upsetting. Here's a real line from the first episode of Masked Rider, a children's show on the Fox Kids Network. Get inside me, Dax. Get inside me right now.
So yeah, if we run out of Power Rangers and can't think of anything else, maybe we'll do Masked Rider.
There's also a terrible It's the it is the middle evolution of Larigo and a Furby. His name was Furbus, and it's horrible. It's bad, John. It's real bad. And then Dax is also in it, who sucked.
Dax did suck. You're right.
But I guess if we run out of Power Rangers...
Maybe we could do VR Troopers first.
VR Troopers actually pretty good, I think. I actually think that's a good one. And then, lastly from Artley, would you try reading Power Rangers comics again? Yes. The newest arc ended in an issue that came out today, and that's the one where all the Rangers end up switching their colors around. So Trini's the red, Jason's yellow, Zach is pink, Kimberly is blue, and Billy is black. I don't know why that happened, but there is a cover where Yellow Ranger Jason and Red Ranger Trini are kissing, and I just want to know what's up, because that's dope. So
yeah,
that's in Go-Go Power Rangers, so I'm going to start there, and then I'm going to jump in with wherever I left off with the original series, because I didn't like the first 12 episode issues like at all, but I hear it gets really good right after that. So
you jumped ship too soon.
I know, I ducked out too early. And that was David, former guest of the show, David Pinkney,
who said, yeah, I remember that, because he was on as a guest, and we were talking about that. Yeah. I won't, just because I'm not a comics person.
You don't like comics, so yeah.
So yeah,
I just got a new Kindle Fire, so I can get comics on it, so I don't have to go to a comic shop, because that gives me terrible anxiety. Mm. So now comics come to me, and I can be anxious about them in my own home. but it also is really easy to catch up on comics, where you go yeah, give me all these ones. Okay, thanks. They're on sale for $1. Yes.
And then you don't have to store them somewhere.
That's my favorite part about it.
It's just a Kindle Fire size 1,000 comics.
I can have a million on there, and they don't take up any space at all. And I kind of really want that in my life right now. So I definitely am going to get back into the comics. You said you got one more?
I got one more from Tanner at Sparky Upstart. What do you think Power Rangers would be like if it began as an earlier Sentai? We almost started with Jetman, or even earlier began with Bioman. Bioman, I don't even know about.
I always think Bioman is the one where the girl ranger had hair on her helmet, and it's very upsetting. But I don't think that's Bioman. I don't actually remember. Also, I think Benny had one underneath an apology, if you want to check that out.
It was just a gif.
I think there was one more, wasn't there?
Was there?
I thought I saw that. I have one from Benny, but I think there were...
Oh, it has two replies.
Yeah, see?
Okay, yeah, there is another one from Benny.
But Jetman ruled. Jetman was very, very good. I think that would have been great. I feel like it would have been the same thing as Mighty Morphin, but with, four randos instead of one rando.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bioman now, and without knowing anything from the season, it is not a hair helmet.
It's not a hair helmet, okay. What's it look like?
There's the five Rangers, red, green, blue, yellow, pink, and there's this other robot with a bug head and some dials on his chest. I don't think that's the sixth
green?
Ranger. It's gold. Here.
Yeah, let me see. I do not know what this gold thing is supposed to be, but those suits are pretty dope. I feel like they would have been more sci-fi, more VR Troopers-y.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it would have caught on.
Here's the
thing. Like Jurenger did, because dinosaurs are a big part of what caught fire.
Here's the other thing, is that even that didn't start out. Remember, we watched that original pitch where it was Galaxy Rangers, and Jason's name was Victor, and Billy was a hot model, and Trini's name right. was Crystal or something. and that was about they're on a space station. That was Terra Venture.
Yeah.
And that didn't sound like it would have been great. But if they would have done literally Power Rangers, but with the Jetman footage instead, I think that would have been just as good. I don't know what Papa Haim would have got up to with them, because Power Rangers is so weird that it's hard to predict it back then. But I think it would have been just as good. I don't know if it would have caught on like dinosaurs though.
Yeah, Jetmans are birds, right?
Yeah, they're planes, yeah, but they look like birds.
And I don't know about these suits.
I love the suits.
I think they're okay.
I love them, but they
have their undies on the outside.
Well, yeah, they're superheroes, dog.
Look, you're right. I just, again...
Batman's got his undies on the outside, too.
Two things were working for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The suits are the dopest.
Dinosaurs and the suits.
Yeah.
I don't think birds would have excited young kids dinosaurs did. And these suits are funky.
Also, the like the bad guys, there's like four of them, and they're like, I think at least three of them are human face, or like are like people face bad guys. And I don't know if they would have been able to keep up the Rita thing with more than one person, because it was like Rita surrounded by a bunch of monsters. So
yeah, it works for Rita as like a one person.
And also thing. They got the perfect person to do it. Like Barbara Goodson, like
knocked it out of the park.
Nailed it. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would have caught fire the way it did, but at the same time, I think the monsters are super interesting, and they could have done a lot of cool stuff with it, because it's like, here's a little virus bug, and it'll attach to a thing, and then that thing becomes the monster.
Yeah.
And later on, it's like an animal plus a thing plus the virus bug becomes the monster. So, like, I think they could have done a lot of cool stuff with it, but we'll never know.
Unless they go back, but there's no way they're going to make a high-definition Power Rangers with a old-ass standard-definition Sentai.
I do have a pitch to do it, though. So, Papa Haim, I know you don't own it anymore, so if you could put in a word to Hasbro, I've got a pitch for Jetman to make it a new series of Power Rangers. I honestly have considered doing a Bird Boys from the Front Dimension 2 on that, getting Matt back and talking about this very stupid idea I have. We got two more, and they're both from Benny.
Okay.
So what's yours?
Mine, I missed it because it was part of a comment thread in our comment thread.
Which are tricky to navigate.
Yeah, so also I'm going to make you sweat, Benny.
Yeah.
That apology thing.
Jerk.
He says, but for real, probably a little bit about your thoughts on the community that's built up around the podcast. It's one of my fave things about podcasting. We can have direct engagement between creator and audience.
How do I say this? It is one of the things about this podcast that I am like most proud of.
Yeah.
It's like we do this show where like we just make jokes about dog boners and Double Dare about Power Rangers.
Just about, like, a lot.
Just like a lot of weird stuff about Power Rangers. But then like just somehow there's like this group of people who like through this, and then like, you know, we branched off into Pokemon and like that brought in people. But like it's the same, everyone's under the same house, you know?
Yeah.
And like there are people who are like friends now because of this podcast. And I don't know how often that happens with a show our size, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I listen to a couple podcasts, and I've never said a single thing to anyone else that listens to them. I've never, like, made a relationship with someone because they listened to a podcast I did.
Yeah, I love My Brother and Me, and they have, like, some of, like, the best fans. Like, there's just, like, a lot of cool people in My Brother and Me fandom. The only people I talk to who listen to My Brother and Me are people I already talked to because of this podcast or through, you know,
right,
who are friends who I found out also liked it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's never like, oh, let me go find some Bim Bam fans to talk to. So, but, like, you know, people will do that around us. And I think that's really, really great. I don't remember the second part of the question.
Was just saying like his thoughts.
Yeah, I think it is like the best thing about podcasts is that there is exactly as much window front between us and people listening as we put there. And so like sometimes I get a little uppity when people are like overly familiar, just because that's like it gets weird, you know.
Yeah, there's a line.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of times
there's etiquette.
Yeah, and like there's, it's like a lot of times, you know, people are joking and it's hard to tell tone through Twitter, and so like you'll joke about a thing that like I don't want you to joke about because I don't know you. You know?
Right, right.
And like I get uppity about that, but a lot of times I just ignore it and like, yeah, whatever. But at the same time, like a lot of my friends that I talk to now, I know because they listened to the show, and that's how I'm friends with them now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's weird. Podcast is the weirdest thing on earth, and I love it. Yeah, there's that.
Yep.
You know Bane's last question? It's the exact opposite of that.
Oh, great. What do you hate about podcasting?
What I hate about podcasting is just the amount of time it takes to edit.
Yeah.
The way I do it, anyway. A lot of people, you know, probably do a lot quicker than me, but those shows don't sound as good as ours do. if I can brag on myself for a second, I think after 5 years I've earned it. Lastly, from Benny, if you could only save Bulk or Skull from death, who would it be? There he is. There's the Benny we know and love.
I saw this question a day or two ago. I've thought about it enough that I think my answer is a little macabre, but I wouldn't.
You can't. Because here's the thing. You save one of them, right? Now the other one's dead.
Yeah.
And now you just have one very sad person.
Yep.
And you know what? Here's the other thing. I don't foresee a situation where I couldn't save them both. That's why I'm a Red Ranger. Boom. Full circle.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all the questions we got about life in the universe and Power Rangers and podcasts and all that. Thank you very much for listening for 5 years. Or if this is your first episode, I thank you exactly the same amount. That's not true. If you've been listening for 5 years, how you put up with us for 100 episodes is beyond me, but I appreciate it.
Yep.
Anything else?
No. That sums it up.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week. We're taking Friday off because it's our anniversary. We earned it.
Yeah.
So also we need to like reset the clock.
Yeah.
on our recording schedules because the last two got away from us a little bit.
60 seconds on the clock.
Double dare.
Climb up that tongue, grab that flag.
Just reach up in that nose. Get that flag, booger. Physical challenge. This one is you got a bunch of tennis balls dipped in yogurt and you got to throw them at your mom's head.
Yeah. Your dad has a hot dog bun on his head and you have a bucket of just raw hot dogs. And you need to throw as many of them into that big bun as you can. And also, they're covered in your team colored slime.
Here is one dozen eggs. You need to crack them with your butt cheeks. I hope you've been doing squats, my man. I'm Mark Summers. This is all to say thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you in a week. Thanks for 5 great years of podcasting. Here's to a lot more.
Yeah, 5 great more and then some pretty good ones after
that.
And
then after that, you're going to be almost 40. Because after that,
I'm pushing 40. So
yeah, I'm just going to get
crankier as time goes on.
I'm going to
have
to buy a recliner just to get you over here. So, which I actually looked at recliners the other day because it was at Big Lots for a minute.
To try one out.
I did. I might get a recliner.
It's nice.
I don't know where I would put it is the problem.
You can toss one of these couches in the trash. You need a recliner.
That's true. I feel like we could fit it in here. Just put it right in the middle right there. No. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thank you very much. We love you. And until next time,
may the power protect you.